99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. All right, come 2023, Nigeria will be in a new dispensation. But here, we have to determine the future by participation. And what informs your participation will be knowledge. Knowledge about the one whom you want to lead the cause into the future. So, wow. Maybe first, I want to say it's amazing that we have a long list to choose from. So long, sometimes you miss out some people. All right, Rotimi Amaechi's for one. We have Tinubu. We have Tunde Bakare. The last caller was saying something about grassroots. And he would like leaders who have gone underground to speak to the disadvantaged in society. I would think that Tunde Bakare might be worth your consideration, except you determine whether that's good enough for you. And of course, everybody else I've mentioned, maybe you need me to quickly run through your hearing quite a number of people. So we have Tunde Bakare, we have now, Nigeria's Vice President Yemi Osinbajo, we have Omoyele Sowore. And look, I think you are a little afraid for people without experience. But you really never know until you try. So there's also Chukwu Kamonye to consider. Yeah, he said to me, when I asked him the question, you have no experience. What is the case you can make for yourself? A man who wants to run for the first office without experience. And he said to me, what have the men with experience done? How much success have they shown, even with their experience? And so maybe you need to tackle that. Maybe you need to agree with that. It's all up for you to decide. All right, so let's see. We have former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. We have former Senate President Bukola Saraki. Former Secretary to the Government of the Federation, Ayim Pius Ayim. We have Governor Bauchi State, Bala Muhammad. We have Aminu Waziri Tambuwal, Governor of Sokoto State. In the U.S., we have someone who wants to come home and do something different back home. A U.S.-based medical doctor, Nwachukwu Anakwenze. We have Dele Momodu, a newspaper publisher, Governor Nyen Samwike of Rivers State, investment banker and economist Mohammed Hayatu Dean. We have former governor of Anambra State, who was on Nigeria Info a few days ago, Peter Obi. We have governor of Akwa Ibom State, Udom Emmanuel. We have a pharmacist. You need technocrats? Well, there you go. Sam Ohuabunwa, and of course, the only female who is, well, I'm yet to see her face. Oliver Terella Diana, 0700 99.3 Nigeria Info, 0700 993 993 993, and 01465 7190. You need to know who the next president is. Well, it's a conversation on Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Who will it be? Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Apologies, I've done that.
Thank you.
This is Emeka calling from Ikeja.
Thank you very much, Emeka, for calling.
All right. See, I like what you said before you went on break. When we speak, let's have our facts, not just make an open comment.
Yeah.
I am actually rooting for Peter Obi.
Why?
Thank you very much. Before Peter Obi took over Anambra State, mm-hmm. Anambra was in huge debt. And the man did it and left Anambra with so much bigger. Peter Obi was on China television on Sunday, and he said something irrespective of the political party he has aligned himself. He said if the government has been truthful to be paying as to the agreement they did, the agreement was reached by PDP government,
mm-hmm.
but he was frank enough to say if the government has been frank to be paying that amount as they have, definitely if somebody is owing you and the person is seeing the efforts you have in paying, the person won't go on strike. So he actually saying it irrespective of his party. A man who is sincere to speak the truth.
Sincere to his own conscience, yeah.
Well, from his own conscience of what it is. Why I'm not rooting for Osinbajo is, he is part of the cabinet we are suffering, what we are suffering in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Which idea does he have that he can pass through his boss and ask him to implement it?
So
a
caller called in and said that he feels Osinbajo was not given an opportunity. I'm just repeating what was said.
If somebody is fighting for you and the person keeps quiet, how will you know you're fighting for me? How will I know that he has any idea that he's not being implemented?
Yeah.
He's mute, he's quiet, how will I know?
Okay, well, fair. So now you are saying, given the outcome of things or the present situation of things, Peter Obi is whom you're standing with.
I'm standing with Peter Obi. And then all those other people that have no experience, if they actually have the conscience and sincerity of mind, mm-hmm. let them support Peter Obi. And they can be in the cabinet with suggestions. It's all about to move the country forward.
Okay.
If we remove selfishness, what are we talking about?
Well, I mean, we're
talking. Must everybody be at the head? No. You can bring your suggestion. Okay, we all have a one goal to make this country move forward.
All right.
To make this country prosper. So this is my idea. Okay, be at the helm of affairs. But this is my suggestion. Just like what Soludo is doing.
All right.
In Anambra currently.
Okay. Sounds like a fair argument. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Welcome. Tell us your name.
Joy, you called all the contestants' names. You refuse to call our youth leader. Please.
Who's that? Pardon me. Well, it probably must have been an oversight. Forgive me. Who's that?
Like, I'm not in Lagos.
What?
I'm a youth leader. Don't you know him?
Well, I'm not probably in your club. You know, you have to really help me here. Who's that? Why are you laughing? What's this? Who's that?
Last man standing.
Who's that? Good God of heaven, what's this? I'm sorry, we have to maximize time. Look, you know, it's possible that I probably missed out on someone. Help me out here. Nigeria Info, the volume of your radio set.
Nigeria Info, hello Joyce.
Good afternoon to you, it's good to have you here.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And you?
I'm all right.
Great.
I'm all right, yes.
What's your name?
Okay, my name is Austin Abo.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. Okay, I'm really enjoying the discussion that is happening right now.
Okay.
Yes, okay. I want to speak on behalf of the youth, Nigerians, right now.
Yeah.
I think Nigeria right now needs somebody like Peter Obi.
Okay, why?
Not because I know him from anywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, it's because of I have read about him. I have listened to him so many times. I have not met him one-on-one.
Yeah.
When he came to your office the other day, last week, he spoke intensively about economies. Are you there?
I'm with you.
And we all listened to that young man. Nigeria needs such a president. Osinbajo is also going to be good to rule Nigeria, but not at this point.
At what point?
Okay, look, Nigeria needs an economist that can drive our economies very well to move Nigeria from where we are right now.
Okay.
And then Osinbajo, the party he is right now, the cabinet, the national esco of that party will control him. His godfather that we all know will also control him. So Osinbajo will not be able to rule if he is going to stand on his own, because we know they are going to push him here and there. But Peter Obi is very rugged, and because of his antecedent, I believe that Peter Obi should be our next president-elect.
Okay, I want to repeat in your hearing something one of the callers said. He said that he believes that Osinbajo has will. He thinks Osinbajo has some teeth, some grit. You don't agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Okay.
That is what I said. Okay. That was why I said Osinbajo
would be
is
good.
Us, yes, we okay. do very well, but there is a but there.
Yeah.
His godfather and
okay.
and the national esco of his party will not allow him
All right.
to do what he is know how to do very well.
All right, fair argument.
That is why we should go for Peter Obi.
All right. Okay.
Not article. Peter Obi.
All right. Well, thank you for your commentary. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a caller from, I guess, out of the country. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Frank.
Welcome, Frank. Thank you for calling Nigeria Info. You're calling from what? Where?
Jakarta, Indonesia.
All right. Great. Good to have you here.
Yeah. I've been listening to you. I don't know. This is black and white. I don't know. Today I've been is Osibanjo all the way. He declared people are making a fuss over it and the whole stuff. I don't know why should we be celebrating it. What is it about Osibanjo?
Nobody's celebrating all no right. one. I put out a list of people who have aspiration for the office of president, and I'm asking Nigerians to debate the list, determine who you're choosing and why, so that we all inform each other. Nobody is declaring for anybody, or nobody is supporting anybody. We're just making a case for who we would want, exactly.
Of course. Like I said earlier on, it's like day and night, it's clear, it's like black and white. One thing we should be looking at this point in our lives, considering all we are going through, is a good leader. Now, how do we determine who's a good leader? We don't have the crystal ball. So we are going to be looking at the antecedent of whoever we are going to be picking. Now, like you said, you've mentioned names. The only person that I can see here is Peter Obi. This is a man that has been proven, that has been tested, and is trusted. There is no two ways about it. It's simple. Like, Osibanjo, great guy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I think I understand the implications of the phrase simple, but you must understand that you're not the only Nigerian who will be voting. And so every other Nigerian would need to understand, for example, why this Nigerian thinks this person is who we should go for. So the essence of this conversation is to inform each other as to why we believe in anybody.
Yeah, like I said earlier on, I believe all Nigerians are going through one thing or the other now. Joyce, we are having over 100 million poor people. This is not something to be proud about. We are having serious security issues.
Yeah.
We are having serious health issues. Like, one way or the other, you're going to be affected as a Nigerian. Even me, that is not in the borders now, I'm still, you know, one way or the other.
Yeah.
So at this point, all we need now is the... Look, like I was trying to say something. Osibanjo is a great guy. Like, personally, like I was saying, he's calm, calculated, and all what's professional, but we need more than this. We don't need sentiments now. We need a messiah.
Fair.
Nice speaking with you. This
Thank you very
time.
Much. Frank, first-time caller, I do appreciate you calling in to Nigeria Info. Thank you again. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
I can call in from my friend.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
It is simple.
Okay.
The man declared, and we have a topic. That man is whom I'm voting for. Thank you and God bless you.
Sorry, excuse me, who's that?
Hello?
I didn't get your point. Who are you?
I say a man declared, and we have a topic on your program today. A man is my candidate.
Who's that? Tunde Bakare?
No, who declared this morning? That's Osibanjo.
Well, you have to help us. There's no secret here. Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Oh, goodness. Look, do us a favor. If you say you support someone, help us with some information. It also says that you know what it is you're talking about. Yeah, I gave you quite a list of people. You cannot be abstract or sketchy with your commentary because it doesn't afford us insight into what you're thinking and why you think what you think. And in the Nigeria that we are hoping for, we need Nigerians who have done a good job at thinking to choose a leader. Because if you fail at thinking, best believe you're going to fail at the next leader. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
My name is Akin.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, Joyce. You see, I was leaning towards Peter Obi until I heard him on your station on Friday.
Okay.
At some point, when the lady was asking him the question, he was, you know, he said, I go to mass. When I was a governor, I went to mass every day. You see, Joyce, at this point in our country, I don't need a religious slave or somebody who is a slave to religion, because our current occupant of Aso Rock prays 3 times a day, Joyce.
Okay.
This is where we are as a country. I don't need anybody with religious... He's a nice guy, but if you are coming there with a religious... like a religious guy, I don't need you, okay?
Can I ask you something?
I will go for... Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm not asking you to change your mind, but you see, this thing you have raised is necessary because we have for the longest time complained about choosing leaders along religious lines. Now, you must also consider the fact that you're not the only Nigerian of a certain ethnicity. There are other Nigerians who are your brothers, but from a different ethnicity. Even the Muslim brother is your brother. He is Nigerian. And to a larger scale, both of you are looking for the good. Good government, a good society, a good economy, whatever. So if, for example, Peter Obi says he goes to the mosque, you cannot rule a man, you cannot overrule his competence just because he said he goes to a mosque. It's an unfair way, and it's not a very sophisticated way to judge a person. What's wrong with going to the mosque?
I'm not judging. No, I'm not saying that he's not competent, Joyce. He is competent, okay? But looking at our history as a country, the current occupant of the current president plays three times a day. Tell me what you are going to do. Tell me what you're going to do for the country. I don't care about your religion, okay?
Yeah, but didn't he tell you? He has a past history of work, and I'm not even making a case for him. I'm trying to adjust your sentiment here. Because you see that your neighbor might be the Muslim guy, and he goes to... Jesus ate with sinners, for heaven's sake. Are you going to rule Jesus out? Yeah, so I'm saying that you cannot judge him. You can't have a problem with if he chooses to go to the house of a Muslim to go and eat. That's his brother. He should be eating in the house of a Muslim. This is the Nigeria that we're talking about. We want a Nigeria where it's all inclusive, where the Muslim guy is not afraid of me and I'm not afraid of him. Isn't that what we want?
It is, guys, but for me right now, since I changed my mind from Peter Obi, I'm going to vote for the other lady.
Who's that?
The Muslim lady, the very cute one. I forgot her name. She's very cute. I'm going to support her because she
You ruled Peter Obi out and you're choosing a cute lady. Really?
Yes. No, she's not putting her religion ahead of what she has to offer to Nigeria. That's my issue.
All right. Okay.
Do not put your religion ahead of what you're going to do for the country. Okay. Let your religion be your guiding principles, but don't put it forward.
We're still not
That's
on the. All right. We're still not on the same page, but I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. All right. A cute leader. Oh wow. Let me see on this lineup. Who's real good looking? Chukwuka Monye is good looking. Who else is good looking? If we're going to be choosing based on good looking. Really? Are we going to do that? Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Olumuyiwa.
Thank you.
From my dad.
Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Joyce, I don't get a call, but I've been listening to the program.
Oh, nice.
I have just only one, right?
Go ahead, please. Yeah. You have to choose one person, of course.
Okay. Presently, this is my take. I've been in this world for over 47 years now.
Okay.
So I don't think I can choose anybody anymore because the vote that we have in Nigeria, whereby Lagos State will have 30,000 voters, 100,000 in the south, maybe 40,000. Then by the time they start bringing the vote in the north, you'll be seeing 500,000, 1 million, 1.4 million. So whether we pick Peter Obi or Shibanjo, the people that are ruling us know who is our next president. And let me conclude this way. The people that are ruling us from the independent will never give us a credible human that will listen to Nigerians. So whether we are romancing or we are masturbating with this name or that name, those that are ruling Nigerians will never give us anyone that will listen to us. Example is Chief MK Wabiola. Good afternoon.
Hold on a second. Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Okay. So I understand your sentiment, but there's something erroneous about it, and I want to point it out. And you can choose to, dialogue with me just for a moment. Now, okay. The concept of power, this concept of they will not give to us, is notional. It's an assumption that someone would give to us what we want. Nobody gives you what you want. You take what you want. So if we, and I get the sentiment where you say maybe in Lagos you have 30,000, 20,000, and maybe from the north will come 500,000. You see, but you see there's power in numbers, and that's why I'm having this conversation, so that I know why you're choosing someone, you know why I'm choosing someone, and we can inform ourselves and eliminate the sentiments and choose a person based on competence, character, and what we believe his work is good at. You know, what we believe that he is good at as far as work goes, yeah? And then we put that person in office. But for us to put that person in office, you and I have to agree. The man in the north has to agree. Haven't you realized everybody's crying? The northerners are crying. The easterners are crying. And everybody's complaining about something. But at least the poverty is uniform. The insecurity is uniform. So yeah. I think as much as you say, which of course you have a point, might be that they wouldn't give it to you. I'm saying to you that if you and I want something, we can get it.
Okay, can I say something?
Sure,
before
absolutely.
You cut me off?
Absolutely, please.
Okay. The time that we're supposed to get Nigeria right after 1993 was when they give us democracy. The whole world wants Olufalai. We don't want military lineage. But the military lineage and the people that really not want Obasanjo, who will listen to them? Who won? Who?
Yeah, but you're not dead. So until you die, you'll have to keep trying.
There is no way, because until ordinary man, they come to half mouth in this country. Until ordinary man, okay, next election is next year. People that will not may decide that will not be a presidential election. Nothing we can do. And they may decide that what we want is this particular name. And that name may come from anywhere. Once the PDP or APC are picking a name, and those that will not, they agree with that name. We are doing nothing. If you like, let's go and vote in the sun. We are going nowhere until we begin to ask the leader the type of Nigeria we want.
All right.
And in conclusion, please, we have been discussing about the unity of Nigeria. Let's discuss about the division of Nigeria. Whether that one will even solve the problem. They don't want us to discuss that one. But unity is what they want. Let's discuss the other one and let's see whether that one will bring solution.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Look, it's a little difficult to convince a person otherwise or even get them to sit down on the table of considerations to consider other possible or lateral aspects to a situation. And I really do not minimize your sentiment. It's that if you know anything about power, if you know like the zero, you know, what's your year one course? They say psychology 101. If you know the 101 of power, it's you take it. So after this conversation, we're going to talk about the recourse in the situation where divorce is not permitted. And underlining that very concept of some people say or tell the woman, well, you can't leave an abusive marriage, is something that is fundamental to control, which is power. One assumes power over the other, whether it's psychological, emotional, or financial power over the other person. The moment you rise up against tyranny, you change the entire book. You automatically, the moment there's an uprising, everything changes. But to sit down and assume that, well, somebody's going to give it to you, it maybe almost suggests that you learn nothing. All right? Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The sunny side, we're talking about who we should be, what it can look like. Given your conversation, given your contributions, given your positions, we're hoping to see whether we can collectively establish who the next guy is on the sunny side. Or maybe who the next guy will be. Hello, good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, ladies. Good to have you here. Thank you. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Mrs. Olawale.
Thank you for calling. Great. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think life is presenting us another opportunity.
Okay.
We missed it in 2015 ignorantly.
Okay.
And then we intentionally missed it in 2019.
Okay.
But now 2023 is presenting us another opportunity.
Fair.
So I think we should choose wisely. We should avoid sentiment. As far as I'm concerned, anybody that is part of this government should be quarantined to somewhere.
Really?
Because if you have all the ideas, why not give it to the present leadership to deliver the country from the quagmire we found ourselves now.
Okay.
Why not? I mean, let's start seeing some changes, because you are a part of this government.
Okay. So I've given you quite a list. I've given you a list of people. Is there anybody whom you consider?
Yes, for all those lists, I will go for Peter Obi.
Why?
I think people have actually spoken my mind, a few people.
What is your mind? You need to speak. Now, you are an individual.
He's antecedent when he was governor of Anambra State. And I listened to the interview that he held with Cissy Eko last week. And there was no opportunity for me to call in to ask him a few questions. But the people who succeeded, he did respond. And so I think we should put our sentiments
on
one side.
Thank you.
And be focused and choose wisely.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I thoroughly do appreciate your commentary. You're on the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much for calling. Hi.
Good afternoon. I'm listening, calling for the first time.
First time callers. Good to have you on the sunny side.
I remember Nigeria. Somebody knows I'm sentimental.
Okay.
There's something called zoning. And that's zoning. Why do we fight that zoning? To avoid post-election violence.
Okay.
So, Yoruba man has been there. Answer man, let's give us this. If you don't want to divide this country.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, you basically make me think, when you try to teach somebody, the problem will continue. So we have all it takes. Ibo people will have all it takes. Please give them a chance for peace to reign in Nigeria.
All right. So let's assume that you're going to vote for someone, which is, of course.
Yes, Peter Obi is there.
Is that who? Why do you want to? No. You can't be random with your choice. Pardon me. You can't. You don't vote for an Igbo person because he's your brother. Haven't you suffered enough?
I've told you the reason.
Yeah, but I want you to give us a reason why you're supporting these people. Why? What reason?
Yes. I'm supporting Peter Obi, but he has the experience. I mean, I'll let it take. I won't get this forward.
All right. Thank you. That's fair.
Thank you.
My friend, sir, you don't have the luxury to. So I know that maybe it might take some years for you to wean yourself off of ethnic sentiments. I know. Yeah? But this is what you do at the moment of adulthood. You relearn, or at least you reevaluate everything that you have been told. Look, I'm Igbo. And do I think the Igbos deserve an opportunity? I'd say yes. But I can't guarantee that he is better off than the Hausa guy or the Yoruba man or the Kalaba man, or I can't guarantee nothing. So for me to arrive at something sensible, I mean, for example, my last caller is saying something like, let it go to the east. We have a Rotimi, we have a this person. That's not sophisticated enough. That's not solid. Can Rotimi deliver is the question. If a monkey can deliver, you're better off giving it to a monkey than giving it to Rotimi. Like, that's where you are right now. You don't have the luxury to say, this man is my village man. Honey, 2015, 2016, the dollar was what? Less than 300 to a... The naira was less than 300 to a dollar. Now the naira to the dollar is almost 600. Your brother's not going to be giving you money. And poverty is a real concept in Nigeria. So, in the absence of what your hopes and dreams are, I'm hoping, given every available fact, you thoroughly think through your choices to make one good one. You have one chance at this. Your next chance is 4 years from now, or five. Off on a break. We'll be right back.
Activate. We are Radio Active on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and my name is Joyce. And I hope you don't get to make a political choice the same way some people make marriage choices. You know, we've heard how people say stuff like, well, I want to be married, but it has to be Yoruba. Or I want to marry, it has to be Igbo. And you minimize every other foundational necessity that helps foster a good marriage. And you subject that to cultural choice. so that maybe you're Yoruba and the person who loves you is an Igbo person. But because they told you that Igbo people like oil or whatever else you think about them sentimentally, you say, no, it has to be this person. But then that person is probably not the best choice for you. Or maybe you are Igbo and you're supposed to marry a Yoruba person and you say, oh, no, it has to be from Anambra. It has to be. I mean, I've even heard things like you're Catholic, you can't marry Anglican. And you make a Catholic choice. It's so narrow, it's offending. I'm saying to you that you do not have... So maybe the similarity is... No, let me talk about the differences. The differences between the politics and the marriage is... The politics, at least you have 4 years to vote in another new leader. Yeah? The marriage, well, except you divorce... If your philosophy is to endure for the sake of Christ, then you die. Like we have a story of a gospel singer who has died because she cared what people will say. Well, the church, who cares what people will say? But sometimes, look at her today. She's dead. And you know the sad thing for me? She's not even alive to give us her story. Everybody else is telling her story but her. So, fellow Nigerians, you will sit down and you think about it. And you'll eliminate all your uninformed sentiments and you will try and hope for a heaven and then work towards it. The Lord is your shepherd. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hey, welcome to the show. Turn up the volume of your radio set. We're happy to have you here. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Steven. Welcome. I'm out to Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, exactly.
Okay, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, I want to appreciate you for the good job you're doing.
Thank you very much.
What I have my contribution to the choice of candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think from the onset, from what I'm seeing, we have only two credible and formidable candidates.
Oh, okay.
If I may speak.
Okay. Who?
They are in person of number one is Peter Obi.
Okay.
And seconded by Osibanjo, the present vice president.
All right.
Yeah, but I would suggest that anybody that is in this government, the government, the APC present government now,
yeah,
I would suggest that they should give way for a new
crop of people.
Yes, a new person to come up.
Yeah, but you know they're not just going to give way. You are going to get them out of the way by voting. You know that, right?
Yes, I know quite well. But we are not voting based on the sentiment.
Fantastic. But,
yes, for me, I'm suggesting both because of the credibility.
Yeah.
And they have the trust. He has been tested and trusted.
Okay.
So from the antecedent of his...
VP, his Vice President, and Peter Obi.
Yes, both right. of them. But I would suggest that Osibanjo is in the present government. He shouldn't go.
Oh.
So he can contest. He has the fundamental right to contest.
Yeah.
But I would suggest, yes, for my own
Your choice
opinion,
would be Peter Obi first.
Yes, my choice is Peter Obi, yes.
All right.
He's more formidable.
All right.
And I think his credibility, his work, everything speaks for him.
Fantastic.
So I go for him. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. I have a WhatsApp message here. Good afternoon, Joyce. The caller who spoke about Peter Obi's putting up religion first is wrong. Oh, really? Peter Obi was only telling a story about how he cleared the pension debt. He has listed his agenda on how to tackle insecurity, economy, corruption, and so on. But the caller didn't listen to what... Yeah, maybe the caller had selective hearing. All right, so, well, someone is trying to say that Peter Obi did not put religion first. All right, great then. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're approaching the D-Day on Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Hello. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Can you hear me?
You remember that guy was saying you didn't mention the youth leader?
Who's that?
Hey, call. I was asking you how come you didn't mention the youth leader.
You want to help him out?
He's the governor of Kogi State. Yaya Bello.
Oh. Well, there you have it. Are you voting? It's all right. You want to vote for him?
No. I can't vote for that guy. With what happened when he you know, the woman PDP leader that was killed.
Okay.
During the election in Kogi.
Okay.
I will never vote for such kind of person.
But
and
you
didn't
don't
mention
think...
the guy from Kano.
Who's that?
There's one other candidate. Is it Kwankwa or something?
All right, great then. So you voting for
from
him?
Kano. He's in one of these new parties.
Fantastic.
I think he come from one of the major parties.
Okay, great then. Thank you.
Join one of these new parties.
All right, great. Wow. So listen to you.
Thank you.
Options.
Good job, eh?
Thank you. Look, so if I missed out some name that you fancy, help me out. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Can you hear us? Nigeria Info, welcome. What's your name? Let the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much.
This is Ben calling from Baduri.
Thank you very much, Ben, for calling.
Yeah, I've heard the other callers, but however, I would like to suggest, in as much as Peter Obi is more qualified to me than any other candidate that I have heard, the electoral process that brings them to power, Peter Obi to me, the PDP is right now, they are not going to allow him to have the ticket.
Oh, why?
Yes, we are here and narrating and analyzing, okay, we need space, but the process where leaders emerge is the problem I have a problem with.
Okay, so what exactly is the problem in your view?
Because the party that Peter is right now, if they will allow him to get the ticket, if Peter Obi does not have the ticket, there's no way we can vote for him.
Yeah, so here's what we're also believing, that the party gets to consider who their best candidates can be.
Joyce, that's what I'm talking about. If the party is one that will determine who the leader will be, then those of us are calling. Now, we are not in these parties. I think the process should be changed. We should be allowed to determine who we emerged.
Yeah, don't you think you need to join a political party? Because now that you raised it, I think it's a good idea that I suggested to you.
Join the political party will not change it.
Okay.
These leaders have a way of directing things to the candidate they want to be in place.
Well, yeah, okay.
That's the point I'm trying to raise.
So now we need a leader who also can consider this in order to change a process that allows the people make a direct choice.
Yes.
All right. Here we are. Now you have to. But between now and then, who are you considering?
Peter Obi is the best. Because
all right.
Right now, what he has done so far in Anambra.
Yeah.
Because a leader is not enough to determine how the country will change. But his followers, the people that is the team.
Yeah.
Those he is going to elect as minister to run the affair with him.
Yeah.
Is the key issue. PDP will not allow him out of his way.
Okay. So we're not sure about the not allowing him.
Okay, that's
so
true.
Let's just be hopeful that this turns out in the favor of the people. That's the best we can do. Because PDP needs to prove that they can give us something different, and God, they have to give us something better than the APC. You see that? So they have to put their best foot forward. So our fingers are crossed and our faith is in God that they'll do the right thing.
You are right. However, I would like to conclude by saying, if Peter Obi is not giving the ticket, he should decamp and go to another party where he can emerge with the youth. We vote for him.
Sounds like something. So let's begin. And I hope he's listening. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is some work. And you better be ready to pick a president come 2023. Hello.
Good afternoon, George Oyemua.
Thank you very much for calling. You tell us your name. You go ahead.
My name remains Godwin.
All right.
Calling from Boshoro, Lapwe.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. So far, it's so interesting the list of the candidates that are starting so far. And among the list so far, I've seen some people there that they are not supposed to even be a commissioner of education in their state. Are you there?
I'm with you. Please go ahead.
And that is the person of my governor of Kogi State. But looking at others, Shibajo, very fast man, eloquent and whatever. Where is coming from? And this antecedent from NSAS and other things that connect him. That is not spoken enough for his quality and for the party where he's standing, generating from APC, from so far, and where he is going to lay his tent from. The foundation has resolved so far, it is killing. And as such, he's supposed to be my candidate, but I gave him maybe 30-40%.
So who's your pick now?
The right person. The right person so far that even the goddess has approval.
That, come on.
Looking at the incident, it's Peter Obi.
Okay.
That man is a material, intelligent, an economist, and all, you talk of the age,
all
you talk of the experience and others, he is the right material. People right. be in it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I have a message here, Okwe Kende from Ijegun. Joyce, you cannot compare Tinubu to Atiku. Tinubu is more sound-minded than Atiku. I prefer Osibajo's president. I prefer Osibajo president to Peter Obi vice president. Is it me reading you wrong, or this is you really keeping my eyes crossed? But you say you prefer Osibajo as president to PDP, to Peter Obi. Okay. I prefer Omoyele Sowore to Pius Iam. So do me a favor. Your message is so long. You have to make a specific choice. You're not going to have this privilege come 2023. You're going to choose one person. So help me out by narrowing down your options. Hopefully we can see what you mean in a few sentences. Hello, Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Welcome. The volume of your radio set. Please turn off the volume of your radio set. We're Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, lady, for calling. What's your name?
I'm Grandma Victoria from Lagos Island.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for
joining. I think these are critical times, and the structure of the country, the situation of the country has become so terribly bad that we need somebody who is really focused, who knows his onions.
Okay.
We can't find such a person from among those people who put us in this problem.
Okay.
I mean, the old elderly people.
Uh-huh.
Like the articles who pretended the sale of the assets of Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
He sold all the assets of Nigeria, which could have making jobs available to the young generation.
Yeah.
And it did not account for the sale.
Wow.
So, I don't think he is worthy to be given
so
our
So, who do
trust.
You think? Who?
I think Peter Obi is better for now.
Okay, until someone topples him.
Let Peter Obi be there.
Okay.
So, we need somebody who can make our life turn around one more time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. You on the sunny side. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, this is Mazute.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Everybody qualifies to be a president.
Oh, no.
But
you don't.
I want EFCC. Hold on, I'm coming. I want EFCC to please investigate everybody that come out of see anything to run for any presidency. Please work. That's what I'm pleading for EFCC to
right.
do for Nigerians.
All
so
right.
that we'll get somebody who can do it for us.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome. Sorry I lost you. If you make it back, that'll be great. The sunny side, what's your name?
Hello, Jay.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, tell us your name. You go ahead real quick.
Okay, my name is Benjamin.
All right. I'm sorry, your connection is kind of bad. I'm not sure if it's you or someone else. okay, can you call back? The line isn't so good.
Hey.
Nah, it's breaking up. I sincerely do apologize. It's breaking up. I'm going to try. Tom Waziri, I guess, is calling from overseas. Hello, good afternoon to you, Tommy. Oh, Tommy.
Hello, Joy.
Tommy, good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, it's nice to be. Right now, I'm in Ghana.
Oh, great.
Although I've been in Nigeria for a long time, I moved. But, okay, let me just join the conversation.
Please.
My candidate is Peter Obi.
Why?
Why? Because for what I heard on Friday,
yeah,
I see a man, well, he did it in Anambra.
Yeah.
And with all he mentioned, the depths and everything he was able to do.
Yeah.
We need intellectuals. We need people who are intelligent. All the questions were thrown at him, unlike some other, you know, politicians, they throw it away.
Yeah, they
don't
evade
answer.
It.
This man was ready for all the questions.
Okay.
Although he tried to play around some of it, which we understand that you can't just fix all the problems.
True.
You know, Nigeria has a lot of problems that we need to even be considerate of anyone that is going in there right now.
Absolutely.
So, in terms of being intellectual, and being a person that he has done it before, you know, in Anambra, I believe he can do it in Nigeria. But again, I just stand on the fact that we need more intelligent people now as presidents, as leaders.
Okay.
And he said something that is quite profound to me. He said, if you can take care of, about corruption, when they asked you about corruption, he said, you can evaluate it to 70% if the people that are around you, if you are able to, I can't remember how he put it now, but you could tell that he had an answer for everything. So with that same strategy, if you can bring it to the floor, I believe you can do a lot.
You can
change a lot. So
thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. The volume of your radio set, that'll be great. Welcome, what's your name? Can you hear me? Hello? You're not home. The sunny side, Nigeria Info. Look, do me a favor. You're going to have to turn off the volume of your radio set once you get through the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
My name is Chris. Calling you all the way from Ojo.
Thank you very much, Chris. Please, go ahead.
Okay. Honestly speaking, I want to say, before I comment, honestly, getting through to you guys these days now, it becomes more or less like a passing through an
eye of the needle.
Yes, sincerely speaking, it's very hard one, man.
But look, you got through, and I'm thinking you might also make heaven. So how about that?
Anyway, fine. Okay, on a lighter note, was very quick. Let me say this. Sincerely speaking, I think just like what's his name again? He said something last week. Your head of news.
Yeah.
He said when Sheriff invited him, he said it all. Sincerely speaking, for me, all sincerity.
Yeah.
With among all the who they have presented so far.
Yeah.
Honestly, I believe. In fact, if even the dead one, even the dead man, if you wake him up, he will think it will be. But you and I know the way our nation is structured presently. I don't think he'll be able to. I mean, get through.
Have some faith. Have some faith. The PDP has something to prove. So have some faith.
Yes, I believe that they have something to prove. But
if it's not a Peter Obi, we can vote someone else who's for another party who might just be equally credible.
Until that happens, but for now, sincerely speaking, he is the man that have my vote.
Okay.
Any day, any time.
All right.
Have my vote.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Someone is asking me on WhatsApp. Joyce, when are you declaring? No, I've told you this once too many. I don't care for political office. I'm doing a better job here than I would probably do in office of president. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. The volume of your radio set. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Joyce. How are you?
Good afternoon to you. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Helen.
Welcome, Helen.
We need somebody who will research Nigeria. When the present government came into power, the official rate of dollar was 197 and black market was 199.
Okay.
We all know how much it is.
Yeah.
So, my vote will go to Peter Obi. And why? Because he has character.
Okay.
He has a tenacity. He has vision.
Okay.
He's intelligent. Then he's frugal. He's not ostentatious.
Okay.
He's tested. He's an entrepreneur. He has managerial ability.
Fair.
He knows indices that can run a country well, and he knows when to tinker with such indices to get desired results.
Yeah.
So that's why you get my vote.
I like the way you broke it down. Look, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you.
Welcome.
Nigeria Info, someone is saying, I see Nigerians making the same mistake of 2015. And trust me, Joyce, with what I'm hearing from your callers, APC may just continue beyond 2023. If we don't change our mindset, it is totally flawed. All right. The sunny side. Ooh. All right. So you see why this conversation is necessary. It's like, if we make any mistake now, well, until 4 years... And God help us between now and 4 years later. So it's necessary that this conversation is not just elevated but sustained, just so that we can thoroughly lacerate our choices with reason and good judgment and make this one good choice. All right, the sunny side. Hello, Nigeria Info. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Tell us your name. You go ahead.
Yes, look, I'm calling from Garina.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. What do you think? Yeah. Next
I'm
guy.
Thinking, yeah, the next guy should be Peter Obi.
Why?
Yes. If someone can leave 75 billion.
For his family guy?
Yes. When he left 75 billion. And the people that came after him squandered it. Imagine if he's given the chance to govern Nigeria.
Yeah.
With all what he did in his state.
Yeah.
That means he's going to do better.
Okay.
Handling the country.
Yeah.
To me, but what he needs to do also is, I think he now needs to go after those that embezzled our money. I'm talking of the former president. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Well, seize all their properties. When I say all their properties, the ones that were gotten with property money of Nigeria.
You know what? That's a futuristic agenda. For now, we just need to get a good guy into the office of president.
So to me, Peter Obi, with what he has done in Anambra State, is the best man for the job.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. Tell us your name. You go ahead. The sunny side, Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Tell me.
My name is Ngozi. Calling you from
Ojo. Nice. Go ahead.
Yeah, for me, always Peter Obi is the best man for
why?
Us now.
Why? You know why? Okay. Let me tell you why that question "why" is necessary. Look, if you were going to be, for example, on a Tinubu campaign, you know, for example, and you don't know how to defend him, it's no good having you on that team because you don't know. And you're a weak link. It's not good that you don't know. I think I remind you to knowing, because at least you know why you are doing what you are doing. So I couldn't come to you and say, take 5,000 naira, vote for me. Don't vote for Peter Obi, and you take it. So if you know why you are doing something, then it's difficult for you to fall by every attraction, every seduction, every temptation that might come your way. And that's why it's necessary to know why you do the things that you do. It helps you make a solid decision, or at least it helps you stand firm on the decisions that you have made. The sunny side. You must know. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Tell us your name. You go ahead.
My name is Wale Adesanya.
Thank you very much, Wale. So you have to choose a candidate for 2023. Who's your choice?
Thank you very much. You know, I'm a Yoruba Southwest in extraction.
Okay.
But let me tell you one fact.
Okay.
If, and I underline my if, if the Southeast is not given a chance, a fair play to rule this country, Nigeria will not know peace. Mm. Let me tell you, and my candidate, let me tell you, is Peter Obi, a great economist. People have been talking about what he has done in Anambra State. It's enough for us to really queue behind this guy. Not somebody who will go and bring an in-law or squander money that he made there. Instead of spending the money he made there, even he left a reasonable, you know, amount for the successor to make his up. So I am a Euro, you know, I do whether it's a bad duty, but where they are all rubbish, please, let us campaign for the South. Maybe what is happening to Nigeria is the cheating, let me use that language, the cheating that is being meted to the Southeast. I don't know what their offense or their sin is. I'm still saying it. If Nigeria fails to elect a Southeast leader, Nigeria will not know any peace. That is the truth.
All right.
That is my choice. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. So, first, the reason I needed to share that with you is, for one, if you've been listening to Nigeria Info, we have tried to bring to your knowing information as we find available from mainstream to not so mainstream reporting, individual findings, and I have tried to bring to your reasoning the psychological implications of one, the trimming, pruning, and controlling of information. Well, at the start of the internet, or the advent of the internet, information became democratic. So if you need information, there's a place you go to find information. Yeah. Fake information, real information, false, accurate, inaccurate, half-truths. It's always been there and in the open. But suddenly, never in the history of humankind has there been a policing of what you should have by way of information. It's interesting that in a world where you would think the moral, for example, one of the many things we should uphold would be, say, morals, for example. Well, that's not being policed. It's, well, you know, this information. And from what I get from this, I'm not allowed to think. I'm only going to take what I'm told. So, this is not to point you in any direction. This is to say, well, I hope you're observing what is happening by way of development and a time in history where information has changed. It will not change. It's not about to change. It has changed. You will be told what to think. I got a message in my inbox. A father sent me a message saying that he wants me to recommend books for his daughter to read because he wants her... can I remember the word? Because he wants her to be... Let me paraphrase, since I cannot recall exactly his words. Pretty much, he wants her to be strong, wants her to be a solid human being. The daughter probably is between 7 and 10. Within that age, what your children need the most is to see you do something. If you tell them, it might stick, but not as well as if they saw you do it. So, for example, if you want your daughter to read, unfortunately, I cannot quite recommend. I don't have a 7-year-old, so I haven't been to the bookstores to buy a book for a 7-year-old. But I believe if you visit a bookstore, you would have quite an array to choose from. But here's what I think is necessary to imprint what you want them to become in the future, that they must see you do that which you want them to do eventually. So I used to see my father read, and so I picked up the habit just from seeing him. I wasn't sure what it was. I wasn't necessarily looking for an outcome. I just saw him do it and I did it. That's it. So at least at the young age of 7-10, your children need to see you do it. So if you want your daughter to pick up the habit, I think she needs to see you first do it, and then you should, on the other hand, read to her hearing. Make it interesting, a vocation, make it interesting, a habit, make it interesting, something, you know, reading with her, helping her, read her a story, tell her a story. I think if she finds that you find it interesting, it will pick her curiosity. And that's, so that's what I would say in the absence of giving you a book title. So you must also pick up the habit just so that she can learn from you. All right. I think I said what I said, which was in reference to Instagram, regulating information, to say that you must at this point get up and go get information yourself, because that which comes to you is not complete or maybe to some degree inaccurate. So if you want information, you have to be on search. You have to get on a search for it. All right. Let's move on into the Nigerian part of human reality, which is we have quite a litany. You're spoiled for choice at this point. The last time I spoke about this, we didn't have as many names on the list. Now, I'm not even going to be touching everyone who has declared. I will only be referencing quite a number of people who have declared interest for the office of president. Well, of course, we're going to be having conversations around governors and those local government chairmen and whatever, what have you. You know, I'm referring to other sub-offices. It's that the number one guy... or say that position is so important, because if we can get that right, we can nearly almost bet that we would get every other strain of leadership right. All right? Okay. So I'll submit to you a list of names, and then you tell me what you think about, you know, the men who have... Actually, there's also a woman. Yeah, one woman. Oh, don't worry, we're getting there. Vice President Yemi Osinbajo on Monday officially declared his intention last Monday. All right, so Osinbajo has declared intention. Human rights activist and publisher Sahara Reporters Omoyele Sowore has joined the growing list of aspirants jostling for office of president, as he also declared his intention to run for office. All right. Peter Obi was here a few days ago. Okay, hold on. I'm going to get to that. Now, the serving overseer of the Citadel Global Community Church, Pastor Tunde Bakare, has also declared his intention to run for the office of president. All right. So let me see what else I can give to you. Get ready. Pen to paper. Mind to your radio. Your favorite might be on this list. So we have the Akwa Ibom State Governor, Udom Emmanuel. Yeah, he's declared intention to run for the office of president. We also have Vice President Atiku Abubakar. Yeah, you remember former Senate President Bukola Saraki, Secretary to the Government of the Federation, former Secretary to the Government of the Federation, Ayim Pius Ayim. We also have Bauchi State Governor Bala Muhammad. We have Aminu Waziri, Governor of Sokoto State. We have from the U.S., a U.S.-based medical doctor, Nwachukwu Anakwenze. All right, sorry about that. Newspaper publisher, Dele Momodu. We have Governor Nyesom Wike of Rivers State. We have an investment banker and economist, Mohammed Hayatu Dean. We also have former Governor Anambra State Peter Obi. We have Governor Akwa Ibom State Udom Emmanuel. I mentioned that earlier. A pharmacist. Yeah, we have a pharmacist. Remember also that we had a technocrat on the show. Yeah. Choko Kamonye. You remember the young man? Good. So now we have a pharmacist, Sam Ihuabunwa. And we have the only female who has purchased her PDP form, Oliver Tarella Diana. And I'm wondering, where is she? I've not seen her. And she's not necessarily campaigning. Well, of course, it went yet to just get into campaign mode. But you know how it is, where you would expect that once, you know, forms, people start buying forms, it's just a year. You want to introduce yourself to the people. You want them to know what it is you have in the offing. You want them to believe in your in your vision for the nation. You want them to relate. At least you want to relate with them, given that they're the people who are going to vote for you. So maybe she's taking her time and she's up to something big and it's cooking. So our fingers are crossed. Her name, Oliver Tarella Diana. All right. So the pharmacist, Sam Ohuabunwa, and we have Akwa Ibom State, Emmanuel Udom, that's the governor of Akwa Ibom State, former governor of Anambra State, Peter Obi, the investment banker and economist, Mohammed Hayatu Dean. We have Governor Nyesom Wike of Rivers State. We have Dele Momodu, a newspaper publisher. We have the medical doctor based in the U.S., Nwachukwu Anakwenze. We have Aminu Waziri Tambuwal, Sokoto State Governor. We have Governor Bauchi State Bala Muhammad. We have former Secretary to the Government of the Federation, Pius Ayim. We have former Senate President Bukola Saraki. Oof. We have former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. You have, of course, the overseer of the Citadel Global Community Church, Tunde Bakare. You have, yeah, you know, sure. Yeah, good. And of course, now the current vice president of the nation. Ooh, all right. You are spoiled for choice. I don't even know that you can thoroughly. But then maybe that's really what we have to do. Between now and the day you vote, you thoroughly go through their CVs. You thoroughly scrutinize them. You check them against what they have done. Or for those who have no history in politics, you check out what they say that they will do. You judge them based on what they're doing right now and determine who your vote goes out to. All right, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Giving, well, some of the names which I have given to you, and of course, I'm very sure some names are yet to appear on this list. I want to find out who, in your opinion, you believe pretty much. And I know you might not get your guy. You know how it is where you have expectations and you're looking out for some specifications. And you might not get a guy who ticks all your boxes. You might not get a guy who thoroughly embodies that which you think the future is. But there might just be someone who's bankable. Someone who's a bridge between your present and your future. Let's talk on Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hello, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Speak up for us. What's your name?
Okay, I'm in the office. I cannot speak up that much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're in the hospital or office?
Office.
Okay, great.
Yes. My name is Victoria.
Welcome, Victoria.
Okay, I really want to attend the Praise Jam.
I'm not talking about Praise Jam right now. Today, I'm only giving away tickets to friends on Twitter. I'm sorry about that. But look out for tomorrow. You might have a chance tomorrow. Thank you. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Welcome. Real quick.
It's a name I'm expecting. I don't know, but some name will still pop up, right?
Yeah. Go ahead. Who are you expecting?
Dogara, former Speaker, House of Assembly.
Oh, okay. So is that the guy you're looking out for? You want that guy?
Yes. And for the zoning of a thing, I think the people from the east should forget about it because I don't think they are ready to zone it to the east. With all these people coming from left and right, so they themselves should put their head in the ring.
No, hold on a second. Why do you think there's a problem zoning the tickets to the east? You think there are too many people who want it?
No, you know, we've been saying, for the fairness and the unity, they should allow somebody from the east, right?
Yeah. Have you stopped saying
but
that?
But both parties, it looks as if they are not working towards that, right?
Why do you say so? I don't know. I'm not thinking with
because
you.
Because they never zone it now.
Yeah,
they zone it, why will all these people coming out now? All these people
from
south west?
Yeah, but what's wrong with them coming out? Aren't you supposed to judge?
No, they're not supposed to come out if they believe in that zoning to the east. So we should allow people from the east, but the way the things are going now, I don't think they want to zone it to the east.
So who is your guy?
For all these sets that are there now, unless that Chukwuka Monye, and that Dogara, I'm expecting that guy, or Tambowa.
Okay, Sokoto.
You're one of Sokoto, right?
All right, great.
But every other one...
You're not interested. All right, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Well, this is a very hard one, evidently. Maybe not so hard that you can choose. If you're willing to get down to the crux of the matter, it shouldn't be such a difficult choice because you know what you're looking for. Hello. Hello, Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you? Can you hear me? Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much.
Hello, good afternoon.
You need to turn off the volume of your radio set. Thank you. Hello, Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Francis from VA.
Welcome, Francis. Lucky you, quite a long list to choose from.
Yeah. Joyce, I'm here to declare.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to declare.
Well,
I'm interested because I want to face the nation.
Okay, well, that wouldn't be bad if you're sure you know what you're doing.
Yes.
When do you intend to declare? I hear it's about $40 million for the ticket.
Very soon, guys.
I hear it's about $40 million for the ticket. You have $20 million?
Yes, I think they are trying to put their heads together to get the ticket for me.
Oh, fantastic. Look, hurry up. I think there's a timeline to this, okay?
Yeah.
And good luck.
Yeah.
Wow. This is so good. Hello, Nigeria Info. We need leaders now. And if you're one, hands up. How are you?
Yeah, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hello, can you hear me, Joyce?
I'm with you. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, so my girl.
Okay, great.
Okay, first of all, I would love to reach them according to their parties in APC. My person in APC is the VP, even though I'm not a fan of his the administration itself.
Okay. You think the VP has something?
I think he's a vestige of this administration. But if you compare him to other people that have declared in APC, I think he's head and shoulders above everyone, including Amechi.
Okay.
Then for PDP, my person in PDP is Peter Obi.
Okay.
Then for ADC, ADC has Muni and Kingsley Moralu.
Mm-hmm.
But I would support Kingsley Moralu.
Over
then
Muni.
Generally, yes, over Muni, yes,
okay.
Because Moralu is a lot more experienced.
All right,
yeah. Then generally,
you know, if you combine all of them, my person is Kingsley Moghalu.
Wow, fantastic.
Yes, followed by Peter Obi.
What then, are you judging? Are you judging competence, tribe?
Yes, competence. Competence
sex.
And
what are you judging?
And I'm judging based on competence.
Fantastic. All right.
Based on patterns, what they've done before.
Yeah.
You know, then based on presentability.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're on to something. Look, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Look, Nigeria Info, we're happy to have you here. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. You have to speak up for us, if that's okay.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
This is Charles calling from Abuja.
Charles, you have to speak up. Cause...
I'm an Igbo boy.
Okay.
People I'm supporting. Can you hear me?
Well, yeah. Just speak up.
I'm supporting Osibajo. But one thing I've noticed.
Okay.
You can't get all. You can't get 100%. I wish...
There's not one guy who ticks all your boxes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
They can just come out and form their own party.
Who?
I want Osibajo. I love that.
Okay. Well, you have him because he has formally declared.
Nigerians, I think it's not about... We don't need a brilliant... Jonathan was brilliant. He has the best cabinet. I think Nigerians need a harsh... Someone strong.
Did you just say we don't need brilliance?
No, we kind of need it. But together with someone strong...
Okay, someone with will.
Opponent.
Okay.
Like
someone with will. All right, thank you. So for you, Osibajo... All right, good.
Powerful, and he's brilliant too.
And he's brilliant too.
Some friends like Bashola, maybe Peter, okay, all of them should unite, be going one by one, come together, those kind of people.
Okay.
They will set it right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
They should go and retire now. They should go and retire. Let Nigeria give them pension. They should go and sit down, please.
Who? Who? Well, your line is not even serving the purpose.
You go to the other Lagos street, we're south, up and down. Tinubu.
You think they should retire? All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. Unfortunately, I couldn't quite hear the latter part of your commentary. But I do appreciate you calling in. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Now you have to choose. You have quite a long list to choose from.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info.
Good Friday.
Welcome, Friday.
Yes, I want to ask you.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can.
Yes, I think you said Friday coffee.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can. Your line is just funky.
I said, if parents fail to train their children, who will they blame? Is it the father or the mother?
Both.
No.
Both. Both. Why? Both.
Hello?
I'm with you. Both. Why? You blame the father and the mother.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So I don't see the reason why they said Osibanjo is competent enough. No. No.
It's all right. You don't have to choose him. I mean, you have choices to make. So who else are you considering? Because we need to have this conversation as we approach 2023. And why? Who do you consider and why? Okay, do me a favor, sincerely, yeah? I cannot quite hear you clearly, and I'm not even sure why. If you can hang up and call back, I'll appreciate.
Okay,
I'm so sorry. I'm not sure what's happening with that connection. If you would, I'll appreciate that you call back. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Good afternoon. Happy to have you here. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon on the line.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, please. I will pick Osibajo.
Okay. Why?
Okay, because if you can look at the time frame given to me, during the era of this traveling of our president, the man, you know, I think it's because they didn't give him the chance to perform.
Okay.
That's why this thing is happening. Assuming he has been given a chance, you know, even Buhari regime, if you check him very well, his deputies that used to perform during the time of his military era.
Yeah.
So, I think when he was in this PTDF, whatever, his deputy do perform.
All right.
So, but they didn't give Osibajo that chance, that platform for him to bring out his experience and, you know.
So,
but I think I think if giving him a chance, he's gonna be a very...
So tell me, what exactly about Osibajo do you think really cuts it for you? What exactly? Besides the fact that he wasn't given an opportunity
to make decisions.
Okay, so he has will.
Look at the time they invade the House of Assembly.
Yeah.
You know, the person that is responsible, he fired him.
Okay.
You know, he has demonstrated a lot of things like that.
Okay.
You know?
Sounds good.
It's just that the cabal didn't give him the guy the chance.
All right. So now that you have the opportunity, you're going to vote for him?
Yeah.
All right.
That's who I'm going to vote for.
All right. Okay, fair then. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. This conversation is necessary. It helps you get to spot arguments for or against someone you might have considered, not considered. It helps you maybe build your own defense, judgment mentally, for the person whom you think you should be voting for. The benefit of conversation is to help you see other areas you might have missed out. And why this is necessary, on the other hand, is because when it comes the day for you to vote, you will not sell your conscience, you will not sell your vote, you will not due to tribes, he's my brother, party lines. You would not vote sentimentally. You're informed enough to make a critical decision, a decision that affects your life for the next 4 years, maybe 8 years. So I want to hear what you think. You inform the other person who's yet to call in or who has called in. And together, yeah, in the mouth of two or three, we can establish some political facts on the sunny side. How you doing? The sunny side. Sorry, I lost you. You can make it back. The conversation is on. Hi. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Wisdom from Aja.
Good to have you here.
Okay. The person that...
I lost you. If you make it back, the sun is out. Nigeria Info, let's talk. Who are you considering for the office of president and why? Oh, yeah, I need to also add to that list Rotimi Amaechi, Nigeria's Minister for Transport and former River State Governor Rotimi Amaechi. That's worth considering as well. He might just be your guy. I'd like for you to call in, give reasons for or against. And there's also the person, Tinubu. I know some of you like him. Some of you have... Well, some of you have faith in him and others don't. So if you make a case for him, I'd like to hear it on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
He's Jay from my papa.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. You go ahead.
Joyce, for me, the person that will win Nigeria, for me, the two Nigeria is not yet, has not yet come. See, all those people on your list, all of them are around the circle. For since our independence up to now, none of them has ever make a policy that comes down to the grassroots. When you wake up in the morning, you check your neighbor and you say, and you look at your neighbor, and your neighbor smile back at you. That is a government I'm willing to have.
So let me ask you a question. There are some guys who have had no political opportunity. They've not been in government ever. So you have the Showerez, you have the Chukwukamonye, you have, for example, Peter Obi, who has been, and whom, at this point, it's fair to say that people do believe in him, at least in his past record. You think between these three, none?
Let me tell you something. When you talk about Showore and Peter Obi.
For example, there's Chukwukamonye.
Yes, now.
We have the medical doctor in the U.S.
Let me tell you something, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to run the politics, you have not been there before. See, it's all about spreading your wings from the grassroots. See, I did not believe that anybody that comes that says, okay, fine, I want to be a presidential aspirant. I do not believe that. If you want to be a presidential aspirant, you need to come down to the grassroots. What is your database? See, it doesn't matter whether you win the election. It's all about your database from the grassroots. Most of them, their data analysis is just on the air, what they give them. See, if they will ask me who will be the best president for this country, I would say, let us use...
All right. I think I lost you. Yeah?
I would say Atiku Abubakar. You know why?
No. No.
Because if Atiku Abubakar, at his age, he has all the old company, has all the old wealth in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think that
if he's willing to rule this country.
I lost you. We're off on a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Do me a favor. If you're going to speak in favor of someone, you must have your facts together. How about that for a deal? Just so that we pretty much follow through and maybe reinforce an already established opinion about that person. Because come 2023, that's the moment of action, not the time to think. We're assuming that between now and then, you have done a good job of thinking. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Nigeria Info.